Hill, I pointed out the quarry line. This is all part of that same quarry. So you're standing at the bottom of that quarry, and it dates back at least 2,000 years. The tomb entrance has been cut straight into the rock face. As you look at the tomb entrance today, the top of it is much higher than it would have been in Jesus' time. The original tomb entrance would have been probably only about half the height of what it is now. When you stand in front of it, it would have been about that big. Maybe 3 foot six, maybe 4 foot high at the most. You would have had to have stooped down to go inside. Now the channel that runs across the front here that you'll have to step over to go inside, I'm now standing in it. This channel is where the stone would have sat that would have then been rolled across to seal the tomb entrance. Now the stone would have been about that tall, about that thick, and shaped like a large wheel. If you imagine a large millstone stood on end, that would be rolled across to seal the tomb entrance. When you go inside the tomb, this is a floor plan of the tomb itself. So you walk inside the entrance, you're walking into what's called the weeping chamber. There are two parts to this tomb. There's the weeping chamber and there's the burial chamber. And the two are separated by a metal fence. So when you're inside the tomb itself, you're inside what's called the weeping chamber. The weeping chamber is where the body would be prepared for burial, where family and friends and mourners would mourn. So when you're standing in the weeping chamber, you turn and face that direction. You'll be looking through a metal fence into the burial chamber itself. The burial chamber, you need to look down to the base of the chamber itself. You will see two loculi or burial troughs carved into the base of the tomb. The two burial troughs are separated by a low stone platform, way down low. So this is a family tomb. It's the sort of tomb that would be used and reused. A body would be placed in the tomb, the entrance would be sealed. About a year or so later, they'd come back, gather the bones together, stow the bones in stone ossuaries or casks, which would then be stacked, and then the tomb would be reused. So it's not a tomb for one person. It would be used and reused. So there are at least two burial troughs in here. One just inside the blockwork wall, the other one on the far side of the tomb. The blockwork wall is not original. Originally, that wall would have looked exactly like this. But for hundreds of years, the tomb had lain buried underground before it was rediscovered in 1867. 1,300 years ago, a church was built onto the front of the tomb. All that remains is this archway that starts here, goes over the top, comes down the other side. That was part of the Byzantine church. We think it supported the roof structure, not part of the original tomb, probably. When the Byzantine chapel was destroyed, it was then rebuilt during Crusader periods. A building was built here, which was again destroyed, and nothing was ever rebuilt. The ruins covered the tomb, eventually earth covered the ruins, then trees grew on top, and it was not discovered until 1867. When it was discovered, the wall had collapsed in because of the weight of rock and rubble pressing on the tomb wall, so it was blocked up to make it safe. That's the only alteration, apart from the metal fence, that we've had to put up to keep people from walking all over the burial chamber. When you're standing inside, looking into the burial chamber, you'll see that cross on the wall. It's a Byzantine cross, about 1,300 years old. There is Greek writing around it. Yesos Christos, Alpha Omega, Jesus Christ, the beginning and the end. About 1,300 years old. So we know this was a place of Christian worship there. Is this the tomb in which Jesus' body was laid? I don't know. Is this the place where Mary met with Jesus?
Lightly.
I don't know. It could be. If it is, this is the point on earth where God won an incredible victory over the power of sin, over the power of judgment, over the power of death and hell. He did it not because he needed to do it for himself, he did it for us. Now if you want to go, I'm sure you do, if you want to go inside the tomb and have a look, you're in 6 or 8 at a time, you're very welcome to take photographs. You have to come out the same way, there's no back door, and then others will come in after you. And then